Lady Sandrine Fatorin watched as the flame of her near-empty oil lamp danced and shrank, throwing grim shadows on the walls of her prison. "I'll go crazy," she said flatly. "When they come to rescue me, I'll be raving mad." Sandri refused to admit that, with this room locked from the outside and hidden by magic, a rescue was hopeless. "If only I could catch the light in something," she cried. "Like trader wizards, catch the winds in their nets." "A net is string," she interrupted herself. "And string is thread." She had thread aplenty in the embroidery basket she had clutched as she was dragged from her room. "But I'm no mage," she argued, resting her head on one hand. "I'm just a girl. A noble girl, worse yet." Tears filled her eyes, making the lamp flame quiver even more. "Crying won't help," she snapped. "I have to do something. Something besides weep and talk to myself." Fumbling, Sandri yanked out three coils of silk, one green, one pale gray, one bright red, and swiftly arranged them, one in her lap, one to her left, one to her right. She pulled the ends of the threads together in a knot and pinned the knot to a barrel to anchor it. She didn't want to think of what would happen if this didn't work. The trader mages called to the sea winds as friends who could be invited to stay. "Come on," she told the dying flame. "Come here, won't you? You'll last in these threads longer than you will in that lamp." That lamp guttered, and the girl started her braid. "Uvumi, patience," her nurse had often told her. "In rushing everything, we would never hear the magic's whisper inside." "Uvumi," Sandri whispered in trader talk. Closing her eyes, she found that she was much calmer. In her mind, her threads called specks of light from all around her and tangled them in their strands. The flickering lamp went out. She opened her eyes. The wick was dead and black. Through and around her braid, light shone steadily, filling the room with a soft, pearly glow. "Did I know I could do that?" she whispered. The braid light wavered.